Father, we want to thank you so much for this opportunity you have given us this morning to share your word with your people. We thank you, God, for all the grace and the power in your word. We thank you because your word is alive. We thank you, God, because, Lord, your word is doing wonders in our life. Lord, we give you the glory because, Father, every day we receive succor from your word. Father, we say, blessed be your name forever in the name of Jesus. We pray for every home that is listening this morning. Father, I pray that, Lord, you manifest your grace. In any way there is rancor, bittering, fighting, Lord, I pray that, Father, your grace will come in. And, Lord, every spirit of hatred and malice will go for love in the name of Jesus Christ. That Jesus will be the master of this home in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that, Father, Lord, you will help every of our hearers this morning, that they will have testimonies of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Lord, be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to this wonderful program. And I know that you are there waiting for this program called Church on Air. I want to thank God for all those who are following us on this program. Thank God for all your questions. Thank you for clarification. Thank you for all those who phoned us last week as we are talking on family issue. And I thank you for all those who came to church, especially yesterday, Friday, for programs for deliverance and healing. Thank God for how God is dealing with us. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, by the grace of God, we are continuing on, how to build up family unity, how to allow unity to dwell in our families, how, to develop, unity, in the family. Because when there is unity in the family, there will surely be unity in the church. So that's what we are going to continue today. Last week, I was sharing with you on some points that, that help us to build up family unity. And I pray that, as you listen to this program, there will be, great unity, great love, mighty power of God in your family system in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, I said about one thing that built up family unity is commitment. And we share together, on commitment. Also, we talk about compassion. And we say compassion comes from the heart of love. That when there is love in the family, when you speak kind word, when you speak word that, that will not allow bitterness and outburst, that it will bring, unity in the family. And lastly, last week, we were talking on communication. And we are saying that, you must speak good words. We are saying that, you must be a good listener than talking. Don't be a talkative, that you'll be a good listener. These are the things we share last week. I want to continue today, and the first point we are going to share this morning, I want to take us for a long time, and I want you to listen very well because it is so important. That is why I don't know if we go to another point this morning, because as I've said, 16 that build all family unity. Number one is commitment. Number two is compassion. Number three is communication. Then today, number four is Christ centeredness, or Christ should be our cornerstone. Number four, then number five is compromise, and then number six is conflict resolution. So today I plan to share with you on Christ, our cornerstone, and to share on compromise, and to share on conflict resolution, if time will permit us. Now let's go on Christ, our cornerstone. In every home, Christ is so important. Now, the issue now is this. Is Christ with you? Is Christ in your marriage? Is Christ dwelling with you? Do you allow Christ to direct you, to lead you, to guide you? The reason why there have been conflict in the marriage is because you never allow Jesus to supervise this marriage. You never allow the word of God to order you. The reason why there have been problems, there have been bickering, you and your spouse, you've been having a very tiresome time, is just because you never allow God to be at work in your family. Do you know that if you can allow Him and can allow all these wars we are going to share this morning, do you know that things will be better in your home? Things will be better And you will enjoy your spouse better because that spouse is God's given to you. God gave him, God gave her to you for a purpose, but the devil is scattering things in your life because you never allow God. Now, let's see the Bible. First of all, let me say that, you know, for you to enjoy family unity, Jesus must be the Lord of your house. He must be the director. You must allow him to control you. You must allow him to order you. You must be a perfect example to follow. Not your friend, not the house of your parents, not the house of your uncle, but you know, you follow the perfect example which Jesus Christ has given to us. So, you know, for your house to be united, then you need to know that Jesus must be the Lord, you know, and also the perfect example everyone should follow. Now, let's see John chapter 13. Let's look from verse 14 to 15. John 13, 14 to 15.
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you.
Wow. Now, that's Jesus speaking there. You know, Jesus Christ is talking that he said, if I then, your Master and your Lord, have washed your feet. Can you see humility? Now, it shows that, you know, for we to enjoy, you know, a very good harmonious relationship, there's a need for everyone to be humble. Can you see? Not ego. Most men are full of ego. You know, most men, they talk as if to say they are semi-God in their house. Can you see now? So he said, I have washed your feet. If Jesus can wash our feet, then we also should be humble enough to relate with our spouse, to relate with our husband, to relate with our wife. Now, he now said, you ought also to wash one another's feet. That is, you're supposed to submit, you know. You're supposed to consider. You're supposed to be ready to help, you know, others in the family. You know, you don't look at your wife or your husband or your children as nothing. You know, you consider them. You know, you humble yourself to assist them. So, you know, Jesus Christ, he gave us an example. And he said, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Every man, Bible says, man should love his wife as Christ loved the church, as Christ. So, you know, in that house, you are representing Christ. In that house, you are to do like Christ. You need to ask yourself, what I am doing right now, is it of Christ? And you need to ask yourself, if Christ, you know, were to be the husband or the wife of this house, will he approve what I am doing? So, you know what now? You need to follow Christ's example by following the word. You need to build your life, this marriage, upon the word of God, not upon Shakespeare, not upon, you know, all those books you are reading. Because, you know, God is, you know, he made up the wedding. He made up marriage, you know. And so, if there is a problem in the marriage, let us go back to God. You know, when your car has a problem, you go to mechanic. When there is a problem, you know, with your refrigerator in the house, you call for technician. Now, when there is problem with your marriage, then you need to go to God and seek God's counsel, and God's counsel will bring back peace to you. You know, if you want to use your common sense to rule your home, I'm telling you, it will crash, you know, because your common sense is too small to guide. Now, listen very, very well. I want you to know that you must allow the Holy Spirit to be the controllers of the affairs in the home. You must allow the Holy Spirit to direct. Now, in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. Romans 8:14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
So if truly you are a child of God, let God, you know, direct your life. Direct your marriage. Not you, not your common sense. You know, the reason why you fail is because you allow, you know, common sense. A common sense is so common. You need to allow God to intervene. You know, look at the problem right now. You know, you have been trying to solve this problem in your family, but the problem is still there. It has not gone. Now, you need God. You know, you need to go to God. God, how should I deal with this issue? You know, every problem that seems nothing in your life, you need to go to God and ask God. And God wants to speak to you. God wants to direct you. He wants to bring peace to that family. Look at the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 30 and let's say verse 21. Isaiah 30 verse 21.
And thy ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left.
So, you know, God is speaking to you, you know, he said, take this way, take this measure, turn to the right, you know. So you need to be sensitive to God, you know, so that, you know, you will be on course of unity in your house. But, you know, don't listen to what your friends are telling you. The problem you are having is that you are comparing your marriage with somebody else. You are looking at what is happening in some other marriages and you are comparing that with your own marriage. No. You know, God wants to guide you. He wants to help you. He wants to lead you, you know. Let the Holy Spirit do that for you, you know. And when Holy Ghost takes control, there will be peace. There will be harmony. Can you see now? Because, you know, I've shared with you that the Holy Spirit, you know, it grants us unity in the bond of peace. Now, for you to have unity in the house, God is recognized and must be given the first place. You know, God must take preeminence in that family. God must be number one in that family. Can you see now? Now, that is what this morning I'm talking about Jesus, our cornerstone, you know, in our families. You know, Jesus must be number one. You know, let's see what happened in this of Elijah. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 17 in verse 13. 1 Kings 17 verse 13.
And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son.
That was when there was famine. And Elijah said to the woman, that cake made for me first of all. And then after you have made for me, then, you know, they made for your child and for you also. Can you see? So, and the woman did that. The woman did, first of all, he obeyed Elijah and he made the cake for Elijah. Even though, you know, the material for the baking was so small. Now, hear me very well. Hear me very well. For you to have harmony, you must make God first in your family. God must be number one. You know, God must take preeminence. You must give God the first place. You know, God first, your spouse next, and you the last. Can you see now? So not you first. Don't put your own interest first. You know, let God be number one. Now, you know, your family, probably by the time that give tithe, your church give tithe, then you know that, you know, let me give tithe, family tithe. You know, let me give family tithe, let me give to God. You know, this is so important, you know, in the family. Also, you know, your stewardship. You know, you discover that in a church, you know, you need to make your family and your children to be committed to God. Can you see now? Now, we are talking about unity. You know, when all of you are united to God, it will bring unity among yourself. When all of you are united with God, it will bring unity among yourself. So, you know, there's a need, actually, that, you know, God must be number one. You know, and you will consider what is the word of God saying on every issue. You know, you must give God attention, you know, or else the devil will put you in detention. So, you know, God must be number one. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Admission into the Institute of Mission, Deliverance and Healing Immediate Bible School is now ongoing. Interested candidates should please call 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking about Jesus, our cornerstone, as talking about building up family unity. I know that in the name of Jesus, your family will not suffer disunity in the name of Jesus. I know that God will usher in, you know, a fresh unity that will be peace as a mighty ocean in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. We are talking on, you know, Jesus, the cornerstone. And we have said that Jesus must be the Lord of the family. You must allow the Holy Spirit, and God must be given the first place in every family. Now let's move forward. Also, the Bible is love and touch. If you want unity in your family, then the Bible, the Word of God, must be loved and touched. Very, very important. You know, because the Bible is our syllabus for unity. It's our syllabus for peace. The more you expose your people, your spouse, and your children to the Word of God, it allows them to understand the demands that we bring forth unity in the family. So don't neglect the word. I met with a pastor who actually told me that he doesn't have time to share the word of God and even to pray with his family. I said, no wonder you are having all this problem. You know, until he went back and he made restitution and he put everything in order, and every morning and every night he started to have family altar and family sharing with his children and with his wife, and you know, harmony came in and they enjoyed their life. Hear me very well. You know, the word of God will show to you the way you have gone wrong, and it will show to you what to do, you know, to amend your way. Look at the time of Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 18 in verse 19. Genesis 18 verse number 19.
For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
That was God's given testimony about Abraham. He said, God said, I know Abraham. He will teach his children, you know, concerning the way of the Lord. He will teach his children. Now, can God give testimony about you? Do you care for the spiritual upbringing of your children? Do you care for your wife growing? Do you care for spiritual growth? In fact, your wife is trying to do something for the Lord. You are trying, you know, to discourage him, to discourage her. Why? Your husband is trying to do something for the Lord. You are trying to discourage him. Hear me very, very well this morning. You know, for you to have peace in the family, you know, your children must know the Lord. You and your wife, you'll be growing the Lord. God said, I know Abraham. He will teach his children after the Lord. Are you teaching your children after the order of the Lord? Now look at what we have today. Look at the problem today. Look at how all these vagabond children all around, see them cursing, killing, doing all sorts of things. Are they not from a home? Are they not from a family? You know, that is the type of, you know, upbringing that they have. Very devilish upbringing. Some parents have no time again for their children. You know, they will leave the children alone. They will go out early in the morning and they will come back very late in the night. Excuse me, there can never be unity in such a home. You must have heart for your children. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, also, you know, in a house that wants family unity, you know, nobody wants his or her will, but the master's will. No, you say this is my own will. No. You know, it is the master's will. What is the will of God? You know, so everybody must go for God's will. You know, like if you have a housemate at in the house, for example, and then you wake up the housemate, I mean she's a girl, and I say, please wake up in the probably around 10 or 12 o'clock in the midnight. Go and prepare me a tea. And then the housemate said, no, I'm busy, I'm sleeping. Don't wake me up. I'm sure, you know, that's not my housemate. Because the housemaid has lost his will. The will of the housemaid is the will of the master. So also the will of everybody in the family system. Your will is the will of the master. You know, so, you know, you don't have your own will again. You must settle down for the will of God in your family. Hallelujah. See what Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 12. In verse number 50. Matthew chapter 12 verse 50.
For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
Can you see the same? Jesus said, whosoever will do the will of my Father in heaven is my father, is my mother, is my brother, is my sister. So you know, when you settle down to do the will of God, then you belong to Jesus. Can you see now? And he is ready to usher in unity in your family. The reason why you are suffering is because everybody is doing his own will. Your wife wants to do her own will, you know. He's not interested in your own will. The husband wants to do his own will, you know. All of you have different will, you know. And the children, they are doing, they are going here and there, you know. Why? Because both the husband and the wife, they are not, you know, not together in love. It will affect the children. Can you see now? When the husband and the wife, they are not one entity, you will discover that the children becomes vagabond. It will affect the lifestyle of your children. Now, can't you think of your children? Can't you think that, I don't want these children to become something else in life? So because of that, come on, step down. Let there be unity in your home. Let there be peace in your home. What will you gain with all this, rupture in the house? What will you gain? What will you bring? No, it will just bring death, It will bring hypertension. It will bring cohesion in you. It will not allow you to enjoy, the blessings of God that He has placed before you. So, allow peace. Allow unity. Allow harmony. Don't make your house like a place of Boko Haram. Why should you be carrying AK-47? Your AK-47 is the acidic word you are saying out to one another. Why can't you speak in love? Why can't you allow Christ to take control? Why can't you submit your will to the Master's will? And if you can do that, then it will be wonderful. Also, if you want family unity, then people strong are easily overlooked. Joy overwhelmed because of love. When you want to enjoy unity in your family, people strong are easily overlooked. You don't say, this is what you did last week. This is what you did 2 years ago. This is what you did last year. No, every wrong is easily overlooked. Why? Because of love of Christ. The love of Christ is in that family. You won't see the husband and the wife, the husband, fighting the wife, slapping the wife. No. It should not be so. Look at the Bible. See Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12, yes.
Hatred stirs up strife, but love covereth all sin.
Love covereth up sin. When there is love in that family, as I said last week, I tell you that every wrong we easily overlook. You won't be looking at your wife, see what he did to me last year. You still look at that thing. And when you look at what she did, something just come up in you. Like to say, you should slap her. No, you must forgive. No, look, hear me very, very well. No matter what your spouse has done, I want you to know that you must forgive. Forgive him, forgive her. What has he done? What has he done to you? What is that offense that you feel, this marriage should break? No. Now, let the love of Christ swell in you. I told you the story of Peter. When Peter said to Jesus, how many times should my brother offend me and I forgive him? And he said, is it 70 times 7? Jesus said, no, it is 70 times 7 in a day. That is 490 times. How can somebody offend you for that time in a day? I said, as the person commit the offense, you must forgive. Hear me, what you owe people is forgiveness. You owe people love. And out of that love, you must forgive. No matter what your spouse has done for you, if truly you are in Christ, you must forgive. And I've told you last week, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you also. Are you following me now? So you must overlook every wrongs, every sin, everything he has done, everything she has done, you must overlook. So that is how to bring unity. If you want to be finding fault, you can't have unity in your family. You can't have peace. If you are a fault finder, if you are a perfectionist, excuse me, if you have true genuine love of Christ in you, you will not look at those faults again. So all those errors that your spouse has done and you wrote down your diary, go and tear it away. Now also, Christ, the Lord, is honored always. In your house, honor the Lord. One song says, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Even in our home, we must honor Jesus. When you just finished praying right now, you did morning devotion, and the next minute what happened? Your neighbors are hearing your noises. You are cursing, you are fighting, you are doing all sort of things. Where is Christ's honor? Where is Christ's honor? You must honor Christ. They must see that Christ in you. They must see that truly you are a Christian. The reason why people are not following you to church is because at home you are a bad Christian. The reason why, we will tell people, follow me to church. They say, you follow you to church? Because even your lifestyle is not good enough that people should follow you. So you must honor, the Lord. Also, before my time goes around, The children are led to know Jesus Christ. All your children must know Christ. All your children must know Christ. In Acts chapter 21, verses 8 and 9. Acts of the Apostles, you know, 21, 8 and 9, yes.
And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip, the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy.
He has four daughters. They are virgin. Can you see now? Four daughters, virgin, and prophesy. Your own children, they are cursing. They are not prophesying. Can you see? Your own children, they are waywardy. Your own children, they are now becoming something else in the street. See how they dress. You know? So, you know, but that of, you know, Stephen, they are trained in the word of the Lord. So you must train your children. And finally, you know, the altar fire burns and glow. There must be regular prayer time. You know, prayer must be constant in your home. Quickly, let's see Leviticus as we close this morning. Leviticus 6, verses 12 and 13. Leviticus 6, 12 and 13.
And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out.
The fire must be burning. Look, for you to have unity in your family, there's the need for constant prayer. Prayer with your spouse, couples prayer, children's prayer, family altar must be maintained. And you will see if you follow all these things. You know, I commit your family to God. I commit your life to God. It shall be well with you. I see you again next week. But tomorrow, I see you in the church. It should be wonderful. Come and please tell me that you are there and I will lay hands upon you. God bless you. I see you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send and reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen. So,
everything I want to say. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.